This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. And let everybody, everyone that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is God. Oh, yes, Lord, and Jesus truly has come in the flesh. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, yes, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Good morning, everyone whom the Lord has ordained to be tuned in this morning. We're trying a new thing because of social distances. We all are doing new things these days. And actually, instead of being live at the radio station, as I normally able to speak to you guys, I'm coming live on the telephone this morning, trying a new thing. We don't know how this is going to work out, but we have to do what the governor says do, as long as it doesn't hinder what God says do. Oh, praise be. His holy name. Oh, I love my job. Thank you, Jesus. I love this job so much that I do this job for free. You see, he has freely given me this, so therefore I freely give this away. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. Oh, now, Lord, let me get to work. Oh, yes, Lord, be about the Father's business. Matthew chapter 6, the Lord is and trying to reach somebody today through Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 23. The Holy Spirit will touch someone's heart, turn someone's mind, bring someone back home. All praise be to his holy name. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, it says, lay down up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasures is, there will your heart be also. And the light is the body, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Oh, we serve an awesome God. He's so good. The only problem is we're no good. This is why he had to come down and show us his ways. The Bible lets us know that the light of the body is associated with the eye. The concept here is based on the ancient idea that the eyes were the windows through which light entered the body. If the eyes were in good condition, the body could receive such light. Jesus himself using this language that if a man's spiritual sight is healthy and his affections directed toward heavenly treasures, his whole personality will be without blemish. The phrase, if the eye be single, indicates devotion to one purpose. The single eye refers to a single fixed vision or goal. The phrase, if the eye be evil, refers to either a disease or deception of vision. The evil eye is not something mysterious or devilish, but rather a deceptive vision caused the viewer to mistake the identity of an object. The mistake, oh hallelujah, the mistake in this context is the darkening of the mind, and thus how great is that darkness. The Holy Spirit tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 through 4, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost, and whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 1 Corinthians 1:18 tells us, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:2 lets us know, the Holy Spirit says through Brother Paul, and he said also through me, for I determined not to know anything among you, saving Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:4 declares, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Oh, good God Almighty. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 5 tells us that your faith should not stand in wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6 lets us know there is one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 tells us, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death. The Bible clearly lets us know, Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Or we find that this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus has demanded that we preach it in all the world. And once this is done, he tells us that then the end shall come. Oh, good God Almighty, what an awesome God that we serve. The Holy Spirit also lets us know, and he's speaking to true believers, those that are truly rooted and grounded in, he lets us know that in 2 John 1:9, that whosoever transgressed and abides not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abided in the doctrine of Christ, he had both the Father and the Son. Oh, some years ago, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Some years ago, I myself was at KTTP 1110 on God's AM dial. I was preaching Jesus separate from the crowds, preaching Jesus separate from his word, preaching Jesus separate from that marvelous thing that he came down to earth to do, to save our wretched souls, preaching Jesus separate from the crowd. Had a man of God came to me and revealed to me that I was on my way to hell, he told me. Oh, you're on your way to hell, he said, because you preaching you're not preaching the message of the cross. Oh, it made me angry. And roll my sleeves up and get busy. But the Lord pricked my heart. And that night when I went to sleep, a dream came to me. In that dream, I was in a deep pit. That pit was about wide as your circumference as your arm stretched out. And that pit was about, oh my goodness, maybe 20 to 30 feet deep. And the walls of that pit were so smooth, it was impossible for one to climb out of it. And oh, I didn't understand what that dream was about, because folk were saying at the radio station, oh, I want to hear this man. He's preaching good, preaching Jesus separate from the cross. I want to hear this man. He's preaching a good message. And there'd be a lesson to you. When the world loves your preaching, something is wrong with your preaching. And in that dream, I saw a helicopter. I heard the sound of a helicopter. Being ex-military, how many times I heard the sound of a helicopter. Well, then all of a sudden I saw the propeller of the helicopter come over the pit that I dug for myself out of ignorance. And then all of a sudden a ladder fell down. And the same brother that the Lord had sent to me to warn me that I was on my way to hell preaching Jesus separate from the cross, a ladder fell down. I grabbed it, and the helicopter lifted me up, and this brother, Reverend Daniel Hathorn, was the one that brought this message to me. The Lord said with me that because I was doing this out of ignorance, and I had not learned of him out of ignorance, that he did not hold me totally accountable. Many people today are preaching Jesus separate from the cross out of ignorance. They mean well. But the only thing about meaning well is it doesn't stop you from going to hell. This is why God lets us know we got to do his way. For Jesus Christ and him crucified is the way. It is that truth that brings us into this free gift of eternal life. Oh, what a mighty God that we serve. The Bible tells us that Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, he came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which he had been dead, whom Jesus raised from the dead. It was there at the house of Simon the leper. They made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with Jesus. And then took Mary, Lazarus' sister, the Bible said, a pound of ointment, very costly, and anointed Jesus' head and his feet. And the Bible says she wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. And old Judas, old wicked Judas, he said it was a waste and it should have been sold for 100 pence to give to the poor. But Jesus said, leave her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always ye have, but me ye have not always. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for memorial unto her. You see, the Bible lets us know, oh, thank you, Jesus, that this is that Mary that sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. This was that Mary when Martha was running around when Jesus showed up at the house the first time at their house. She was running around getting everything ready, no doubt preparing food to eat. But Mary sat at his feet and heard his word. And Mary, this was the one knew that anointed his head and his feet, knew that this represents the death, burial, and resurrection that Jesus would be laid.